Have to wait.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order of the Medina Township Trustees. This is a special meeting for August 26th of 2021. The time now is 6:45 PM. Can I please have a roll call?
Mr. Stopa?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
The reason for this meeting is executive session to discuss a pending litigation and a hiring of a public employee discussion. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion.
Can we just hold for one second?
Certainly.
Just because this gentleman, I don't want to have him sitting here.
Okay, that's fine.
So this meeting is a special meeting to be an executive session with our lawyer. So there's not a real answer and question time right now.
I'm not asking a thing. I'm just kind of curious.
Okay.
Actually, I'd like to speak to somebody afterwards, but...
Yeah, you're more than welcome to stay. I just didn't want you to be surprised when we all leave the room and we don't come back for a while.
Okay.
But Mr. Krupp will keep you busy. He's got all kinds of stories for you.
All right. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session to discuss pending litigation with the three trustees and Mr. Reed, our township attorney.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
We're in executive session at 6:46 PM. Good. We are back from executive session where we were discussing the pending litigation with the three trustees and Mr. Reed, the township's attorney. No decisions were made. We are back now at 7:20 PM. Next up on our agenda is hiring of a public employee discussion.
All right. One of the things that I was hoping to at least talk about, because that's what we were supposed to do, is regarding our police staff and patrol staff. We have a part-time individual who's wants to become full-time. We want more full-time people. We've been having discussions back and forth about if and when that offer might come up. We're collecting, and I think we've collected a pretty good number of resumes. I don't know that we've gotten through a process yet, but when does that process end?
That ends the 31st is the last day for their submittal for patrol officers.
Okay. I am curious about the conversation about if he's been part-time for an extended period of time, he was full-time at one time, is it make sense to offer him a full-time position? I know that other positions are offered with some probation time to make sure everything rolls through. I don't know, what are some thoughts on that? I don't want to hire somebody else and not allow him to stay on if he's good enough to keep.
Again, you know, my point of view is we've had him as a part-timer for a long time. If he's good enough to work for us part-time, he's good enough to work for us full-time. I've been pushing to hire him full-time for at least this year, you know, if not even last year. I'd have to look at when I started, you know, doing it. It just makes complete sense to me that we promote from within. He wants to come from part-time to full-time. We can still look at hiring another full-timer, but then we could also look at filling in part-time. That part-time position. I actually would like to get two part-timers also.
Right.
But I'm 100% in having him go to full-time. It should have been done a long time ago as far as I'm concerned.
Some following feedback on that. We all had a meeting not too long ago, and there was some information discussed, which I think that we have to have some clear direction to the acting chief currently and to the new chief when that is determined, because there's a few things at play out there that people seem to think are variable. That aren't, that we've gotten some paperwork on. And some was discussed recently, but I think that we need a full-time spot. I think that if somebody's been here and we're gonna use him in the capacity we're using him in, I think he deserves the chance to do that. I think that the new chief, we're going to tax him with the idea that he's got a job to do as far as bringing people together, holding people accountable. I think everybody's for that. The department was for that. So I've had people say, well, you know, second guessing, well, what if? Well, that's what you have a good chief for. And we're going to, if he's good, like you said, if he's good enough to be here part time, and we're going to depend on him, you know, I think he deserves a shot. And I think that would put one behind us. And like you say, one more full, maybe two more part time. The people want more coverage. And, you know, we have to figure out how to make that work. But,
well, obviously, the goal for me would be, you know, we can fill that position, you know, with him. You know, we have a lot of applications to go over. You know, we even talked about having, you know, the, you know, a group of the, you know, other police officers to kind of look over them, you know, have our little group to hire. But ideally, too, I want to get the police chief in here so he can help make this decision, because, again, I want him to feel like he's getting to choose some of his teammates, too. So I think this is a great move for right now, and to start working on, you know, the police chief thing is imminent. We have to, we really need to get moving on that. That's just
right. Well, they have until next Friday to turn in their applications.
Right.
And right now we have roughly four, I believe. We have
five now.
Right.
So
are you going to be able to have a meeting or establish that group before? I mean, I would encourage you to try to have a meeting even before all the applications are
right. Yeah, I'm just waiting for a couple of people that I reached out to be on that committee to get back to me to say yes, they're interested in being on it, and then we'll go from there. That's one of the reasons why I had that split from the time the applications were done. That way I can make copies of everything, give it to them. We can have a meeting just as the group the week before, and then figure out how many people we're going to interview kind of each day or whatever, and go from there. So
so how is the best way to proceed with the promoting of the idea?
Make a motion, right?
Before we do that, one of the things, so the new pay schedule, new payroll starts this Sunday. I've talked to Sergeant Zija in regards to the schedule on that. The schedule's kind of rough. It's there. There's still some tweaking to do or whatever.
Well, I think it would help.
So I was thinking maybe if we're going to do this, say maybe start not this pay period, but the following pay period would be the time you would start full time. That gives the officers down there, Sergeant Zija, Sergeant Mangel, a chance to get everything straight with the schedule, because there's some tweaking they have to do.
So that's like a 2-week.
Right. Plus, it gives him a chance to get whatever he needs done in place before he goes into that full time.
Well, I know that they were talking about putting out their, you know, making up their police schedule. I thought it was like September 3rd.
But
know that he's going to be full time. They can plug him in.
But it also then, because things were certain spots bid on, like they bid. There's.
Well, he knows when he's going to be full time. He's going to be the bottom of the bid anyway, so that doesn't matter.
Right.
So
like I said, I had talked with Sergeant Zija this morning.
I would think
that. Plus, we have to contact the insurance too and find out exactly, because it's going to be probably a certain amount he'll only get for HSA if he's going to.
Well, that was another thing I also wanted to talk about. We have this policy here where full-time employees get HSA allowances. Recently, part of the conversation with our service crew is prorating that.
Correct.
And I think that's huge. I do not want to see us handing out anybody big checks for their thing when they're here for the last 4 months
right.
of the year.
Well, I believe that's the way the insurer, Mr. Herthwick, explain to Denny too. It would be a prorated HSA.
I want to talk to him, because I know when I had an HSA years ago in the other company, or in my company, it was controlled, and it was sounded a lot more refined, and maybe the information I got, it's not that well from some of the employees that happens here or anywhere, but I don't want to see somebody, like you say, you know, there ought to be a prorating.
Well, yeah, when you get it, you wait till the first month of the year, and then you hand in your papers because you get, you know, your $6,000 bonus or whatever it is. You know, it's a hard pill to swallow. I was even like, this is not the first time I have brought this up. You know, even splitting it in half would be better than paying it all up front. You know what I mean? Quarterly would be great. Half would be okay, but paying everything up front, I just
Yeah.
And I understand some people, like, I remember, you know, Mark saying, oh, well, some people got all these medical bills and stuff like that, you know, but you got to protect the township too. And keep paying these things out over and over. I mean, it's like, maybe it never happened before, but I've only been elected for a year and 8 months or whatever, and it's happened 3 or 4 times, so.
I think that would be something I'd like
to
have
to feed back to hiring the thinger. I would actually like to get him in the fold and moving forward as soon as possible. I mean, we've waited long enough as it is, you know, and if we can get him in on the schedule and start moving forward. I mean, I don't think there's going to be any insurance stuff because he's already an employee.
But he's part-time, so he doesn't have insurance. We'd have to get all that stuff filled out and all the paperwork and all that turned in. That's why I think it'd be better just to wait till the following pay period.
If you're only talking 2 weeks, this way we can get
everything from Mr. Hirthway.
At least we got it done.
To get, for insurance-wise, we get all the paperwork set up, we can get all that, and then it gives them time, too, down there, if they have to tweak a couple of schedules or whatever, to get that.
All right, well, like I said, I know my position is I'd like to get them in as soon as possible, and you guys can, you know, but it's time.
So, if I were to put that into a motion.
So it'd be a big motion to hire Nicholas Miltner from a part-time to a full-time.
Right.
About a full-time thing here.
And full-time would start on September 12th, which would be the next pay period.
Beginning of the next pay period.
Yep.
And then we just have to expedite him with his insurance, with all his other stuff, just get this stuff going. Like I said, I would rather have actually, we should have done this earlier, but it is what it is.
So is that the motion?
Well, you, am I making the motion? I can make a motion.
You said it real smooth right there. I'm good.
It was only once. So I see here. I'd like to make a motion to move Officer Nick Miltner from a part-time position to a full-time position inside the Medina Township Police Department.
Starting on September 3rd?
12th.
September 12th?
I would rather it be the 3rd, but I'll accept the 12th.
I would second that motion, starting on the 12th.
Any more discussion on this?
I just thought it would be practical to put him in, you know, when they're making up the schedule, but at least if they know that he's going to, I would let them know
when I will.
This meeting,
yeah,
over,
yep.
You know?
Absolutely.
If there's nothing else, then roll call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Stover?
Aye. I'll reach out to Officer Miltner tonight after a meeting, and we'll let...
I was looking at the flyer,
the
too, that we have for the police officer thing. It says full-time police officer. I'd like to do one that says part-time officer.
Well, I think that's Sherry's...
I didn't see
in regards to talking to her, that's some of the things. I think she's let them know, too, that there could be possibly a part-time position.
Okay.
Part-time
position. The only flyer that I saw
it's tried to, right,
so.
It's just trying to get, you know, to see. And then it's one of those, it's not a full-time position right now. It's a part-time position that could move into a full-time position down the road, depending on, you know, budgets
Those are coming. When is the final on the patrol resumes?
The 31st.
Is that for both patrol and chief? Or?
The patrol officers are due by the 31st, and then the chief is that Friday of the 3rd.
Okay. I'd like to see, like you said, after we get those in to advertise for some part-time, because there might be people who don't want a full-time that would be really good in a part-time role, and they're not always the same kind of people.
Uh-huh.
So that would be something if you're talking to Sherry.
Okay.
I don't see a reason why we would have to really wait on advertising for that to see what comes up.
No, I would, you know, whatever they did with that online thing,
yeah.
You know, again, there might be some people that's what they're looking for right now.
So,
all right,
anything else in front of the board tonight?
I think that's all we can.
All right, then this time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the Medina Township Special Trustee meeting.
A second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:33 p.m.